the pious predecessors, the pious elders of our deen, in their gatherings, in their majalis, they would, with regards to one famous hadith, they would mention the hadith, they would communicate the hadith. And the reason for that is majalis, the gatherings of the pious elders, of pious people. Within those gatherings, they mention those points which are beneficial for the salikeen, for those who are on the journey to Allah, and that path that those people are traveling along, so that those points that they discuss or mention, they prove to be beneficial for those students. That's why the majalis, these gatherings, are unique and they are different to other gatherings. They are different. And in these gatherings, discussion is with regards to tazkiyah, purification, tasawwuf and qurbi ilahi, nearness to Allah. The reason for this is for mentioning the hadith, to present the hadith, is that they are also human beings and they are on that journey to Allah. So the situation is such that when an individual adopts a good deed or starts to do a good deed, he practices good deeds, shaitan, the devil, his base desires, his ego, his nafs, they are immediately ready and prepared to stop that person in his tracks. And in every way possible, shaitan, he tries, he hasn't left any path from the left to the right, from in front, from behind. He tries his most, utmost, that this good deed that this person's implementing, we need to detach it from that person, take it far from that person. For the amal, the shaitan and nafs, they instill doubts into the person's mind. Waswasa, whispering of shaitan, makes him weak. Obviously, if the waswasa comes into his ears, shaitan has that power to whisper into the ears and the heart of the person, makes him weaker and weaker, and that eventually that person leaves that amal. So the subject of the hadith is according to this point, in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a dua with regards to protection, refuge from shaitan, that I seek refuge, Allah. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from what? That again, Allah, I don't want to go back to my old ways. Very dangerous, isn't it? Persons, he's progressing, improving, changed for the better, changed his life for the better, and then he starts to tussle with shaitan, and shaitan attacks shaitan, he whispers, makes that person weak, and he takes him back to the old ways. This is a very bad punishment. This is adab. He has been defeated by shaitan, and shaitan's taken him on his side. And on top of that, that person, for example, what did shaitan do? That Allah Ta'ala brought him with his fadl initially, and not even an ant can crawl out of the crack if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want. And a person, when he's drowned in darkness and wrong, look at the maqam that Allah Ta'ala has taken that person to, that you'll say the difference is like the heavens and the earth again. That look, for example, you stood in the marketplace, in the shopping center, you're speaking to a woman, for example, your eyes are straying, listening to music, you sat in a certain environment and there's attractions, wrong things are going on, then suddenly Allah Ta'ala sends you to the masjid, where there's a gathering with light and guidance and majlis. Imagine the two opposite extreme examples, that the first condition the person's in and he's following lust and attractions, and here the second example, how did the man come? He can't come. He can't leave his condition and his circumstances. So when a person changes for the better, starts to do good and pious deeds, then it's solely, Allah's fadl. Do you understand this point? I've said it three times. Solely, Allah's fadl. So I need to analyze, what was I before? I was a dirty spider from the dirty stream. Bad situation, bad life scenario. Look at that. And then comes salah, doing dua, reciting Quran. Is there not a difference in life? So what was this only? Only Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's generosity. then Allah opens the doors, and then a person starts to become pious. Allah opens the doors, takes a person to the Wali Allah, the path that Allah Ta'ala has explained to us, prescribed to us. Allah sends His servant to those ways. Then that man, he forgets everything he did before the song. Then when shaitan starts to whisper, work hard and push, then he goes into reverse gear. You turned, it's too hard, I can't do this. Allah has given him the tawfiq ability to do good deed. For example, Allah gives a tawfiq to someone to wear imamah on his head. I'm giving an example. Yes, is this a minor thing? Some of those who don't even wear. But one, Allah has given him the tawfiq ability to wear the imam. He was in a bad state, he was sinning. Then suddenly, Allah Ta'ala has given him high status, he wears imamah. And the status of imam is so high. And we can look from the Quran, hadith, the Holy Prophet is a very high grade son of the Prophet. Then what does he do? And then he gets whispering of shaitan, it's too hard, I go there, I go to work, this happens, doing this, excuses. He takes off the imam. So this is a game now of waswasa. Yeah, from a very high pedestal. What does he do? He attacks himself and jumps off the high pedestal and falls down low. So the dua, the Prophet taught us, oh Allah, I seek refuge. Allah, save me from this condition. Ta'awudh, which is asking Allah for protection, seeking refuge. And Allah says there's only one hal, that when you're in a very bad state, that apart from Allah, apart from seeking refuge and asking Allah for protection, there's no solution. So, for example, that the power that you've come to, that the evil forces that have surrounded you, shaitan and nafs, only Allah can save us from them. There's no power of the world that can save us from shaitan enough. So when a person gets spoiled, goes backwards, U-turn, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that you're in a bad state, ask Allah for help, protection, that Allah was on a good path. Then I go back, that Allah gave me a high status, increased my status, my rank, my level, gave me a maqam, any good deed. I was doing good deeds, and then Allah, what's happened? That suddenly, Allah saved me from the wrong path, that when you put me on the right path, Allah give me elevation, give me promotion. Don't take me back, Allah. Don't take me back. So this is a big warning. We need to look at our lives, my friends. We are here today. And do we know we'll be here tomorrow? No, we don't. That wasawis, the whispering of shaitan, if there's only one power that can help us. And we don't know that when can shaitan's work come to fruition. Allah's given us a great example. The Prophet has given us a great example. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, his wife, she was separated from him due to the issue that occurred, isn't it? So shaitan, he is very forceful and strong. He influences that we are weak, but he has got strength. It's not the insan that's weak. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi is making us strong. That beware, don't fall down from your high maqam. Waswas of shaitan will come. Whispering of shaitan is no benefit, nothing's happening, leave the deen. You pray salah, there's no benefit. You went to salah and this happened and that happened. Why are you practicing deen? And if Allah's giving you the tawfiq to pray salah, then the person runs backwards. Allah gives you tawfiq to practice sunnah. You leave the sunnah and he's happy by leaving the sunnah. Oh, I've hit the bullseye. Because shaitan has convinced him. Remember, shaitan convinces. And the person who practices, then the person who's convinced by shaitan, he looks like a foolish, oh, why are you doing this? I'm correct now. I've gone back to my old ways. Shaitan convinces him that he's done right. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a high status to somebody, piety, when you get the opportunity to do a good deed, then consider that Allah ta'ala has elevated your rank, your status. When you do one good deed, for example, you're walking and you say subhanallah, then consider Allah from his treasure of fadl has given you an opportunity to be increased one level in your rank status. Allah gave you this. Allah gave us this. The good deed, for example, you sit in the plane and suddenly you've gone up. Yes, that if you've gone high up, isn't it? So if you do a good deed, you're not on the same level. Rather, you've gone up. You've increased your height. So what's that maqam? When a person gets a good deed, then he should have maqam of shukr. That Allah Ta'ala, how did you enable me to say subhanallah from my mouth? Because there are millions of people from their mouth, they're whistling and singing and swearing. How from my tongue did I recite the kalima? The verses of iman. Big point. Big consideration. This is the amount of sense we should have all the time with regards to Allah. Oh, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, mashallah. It's this small thing, mashallah, to say. What are we saying here? What is the person when he says, mashallah, I cannot utilize the words that people say. Yes? That they say bad things from their mouths. If there's a loss, then they swear. Then a loss, then another swear word, abuse. They get something good, then nonsense. Nonsense words and phrases from the mouths and tongues of people, isn't it? Yes, they get name. Even then they say wrong things and are lost. They swear from their mouth, and the color of the swear word changes that person. Is this not the case? Yes. So, what's the situation here? Is that on that maqam, Allah Ta'ala, if He allows a person to recite kalima, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun, recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, if you recite it, then what is this? This is Allah's fadl on that person, that He's allowed him. Think straight with Allah. Allah Akbar, this kalima I've recited, subhanallah. This is the maqam of this kalima. This is the status of the kalima. Then, for example, when you get something good, what do you say? We don't even say Alhamdulillah without thinking. Just lightly we say. The hadith is stated, a person, if he says Alhamdulillah from his mouth, Allah says, if I allow him to say that, then his amal, his treasure chest of amal, it increases in weight so much. Allah increases it. Yes, Alhamdulillah. So if you get the habit of saying Alhamdulillah, and despite that we start swearing nonsense phrases and words, then how that person drops so low. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, and taught us how to seek refuge and ask Allah for protection. So when it occurs that you're getting weak and shaitan's taking you on a U-turn, ask Allah for protection. Allah, the maqam you're taking me on. Allah, save me, forgive me. Save me so I can turn back to the good. Because a person can turn back to the wrong actions. We stood here for salah. Tomorrow he could go to the pub. He could go to the dance club. And I've seen people in the dunya changing. Just like Allah Ta'ala takes them out from the pub, the bar brings them to dhikr. Allah can take a person out from dhikr and take him backwards. Allahu Akbar. So if Allah is bringing somebody to a good place, to the masjid, good thoughts, to a good majlis, then be alert. Oh, it's not my strength. Allah, it's your fadl. You have brought me to the good place, Allah. You've taken me out of darkness and brought me to the good. Millions of people are devoid of this. That this is the reward. And this is how we should be thinking vividly. That Allah, you give it to me. You brought me here. Allah, save me. Please don't take me back to my old ways. And the next phrase is great with regards to Adeen. That if, Allah, please keep me busy and occupied. That this is, for example, Allah Ta'ala gives a person maqam, he's practicing sunnah, he goes back. Small points, this is not small. If a person as imam, I take his off his head, it's a big U-turn. If he's worn it, consider Allah's fadl is on you. If you take it off, then Allah sent adab to you. These are two opposite things. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala wouldn't bring me to this status. Millions of people are there, they could have done this. An imam is a great action. Every good deed we should look at in the same way. Every good deed has the same status. Whatever good deed there is, whatever good deed. By chance, you've come to a majlis, a good gathering, dhikr is happening, you were walking past, you sat down, straight away understand that Allah has trapped me, Allah has seated me down, Allah saved me from shaitan, put me to the majlis, straight away while you're sitting there, say, Allah, your fadl, karam, generosity, grace, mercy, I will inshallah come again to this majlis, because you have pulled me here, you have dragged me here, look at the difference. Is this easy? Is this a favor on anyone? Tell me, are we favoring anyone when we go to a majlis? This is Allah's fadl. Because we don't know what is the reward for this. Allah's karam, His mercy. So when the punishment comes then, after a reward, there's a punishment, isn't it? If a person takes the U-turn, it's stated that, for example, Allah, don't put me into fitna, any deeni fitna. Allah, don't make me occupied by fitnas and challenges and wrong actions. They're big fitnas. Great walis, they fell into fitna, they ran after women. Buzurgs, people who are walis, from the skies, they drop down to the ground. This is how much a person should have khawf. The higher the maqam Allah gives you, the status, you should be grateful every second. Allah, may not be that you take this away from me, Allah. May not be that I pass away in a wrong way, in the wrong state. Who's after that? When a person rejects a sunnah, or straight away a person rejects a reward of Allah, or a ni'am of Allah, then be prepared, be ready. Allah says that I will put you and make you occupied in such a fitna, in such a challenge, a test, though your iman, when you are passing away, you'll realize what were my principles, what were my reminders to you, and what did I tell you to do, which you didn't. Okay? So in the same way, the pious elders have written a beautiful explanation. Do you understand what I'm saying today? Do you understand? Now, for example here, that we are people who do dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah. So within dhikr, the higher person has the status, the more higher rank Allah Ta'ala gives a position to a person. For which reason? Yes, it's not his capacity or ability, it's Allah's fadl that He gives a person very high status. Obviously, to do the dhikr of Allah is such a great deed, it gives such a high maqam, such a great reward, that you can measure yourself that if you sift out of millions of people, millions and millions of people who believe Allah, they are devoid of the action of doing dhikr of Allah. Not one or two. So if Allah gives somebody the ability to do His dhikr, to remember Him, then that individual think what a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given to that person. Great reward. And then a person, if he invites the whispering of shaitan, Allahu Akbar, be ready. Stay prepared. That you need to be saved from this. That how can this be that Allah has given, Allah, you give me such an opportunity. I have millions of people. I wasn't even capable. And with your fadl, you've selected me. So how can I go backwards now? You turn day and night. We should have the worry, the concern that no whispering of shaitan, no influence of shaitan, should stop me from this amal of dhikr of Allah. The pious predecessors have stated that dhikr, when a person does dhikr of Allah. Now come on to the point of dhikr of Allah. May not be that we do dhikr, and then we go backwards. Understand the meaning of the hadith. Allah has given us the ability to do dhikr, to remember Him. Then waswasa come, thoughts of shaitan come. He puts negative thoughts into our minds. He restricts us, puts hurdles in front of us, barriers. What's our job? What do we need to do? Listen, dhikr of Allah is a great action. I'm explaining to you the reference of Hazrat Arifin rahmatullah alayhi. Subhanallah. Listen to this clearly. What is the action of dhikr? What is the state of dhikr? We don't understand the importance. I don't feel like doing dhikr. I don't feel like doing it. It's this and that. Small excuses we present. We leave majalis, gatherings, dhikr. We don't know that which fitna we have entered into. Which test and challenge. That all the things they think they have that we're high. They're all artificial at that time. That Allah Ta'ala is controlling everything. Remember, there's no law principle for Allah. If He likes something, that's afdal. It's superior. The hadith tells us this. That Allah save us from being busy in the fitnas, the challenges and the tests and the darkness of the world. And you don't know at that time if you're in fitna, that you've slipped down and you've taken a U-turn from the rules of Allah and you've obeyed shaitan. So I don't feel like, I don't think it's important, leave it, I don't believe in it, I don't think it's important. Consider, shaitan is attacking that person and he's spoiling his deen, his way of life, his faith. So when thoughts of like this come, then think, the pious predecessors have stated that when the servant of Allah does the dhikr of Allah, then straight away three rewards descend on that person from Allah, on his maqam. Remember this, Hazrat Arifin rahmatullah, he told us, number one, Allahu Akbar. The first result that is attained by the dhakir who remembers Allah is such a great achievement that a person cannot imagine. What is that thing that he achieves, he attains? Number one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, that person starts to remember Allah's name. Mention Allah's name. This is such a great opportunity, such a great honor and a reward and a grace of Allah. Why? Because compare dhikr of Allah, all of the universe, every creature, malaika, angels, those angels we don't know, small, big, heavens, skies, earth, everything in the universe remembers Allah. And the human being who's impure, his tongue is impure, impure body, impure thoughts, impure actions, nothing, we don't have the capability, we don't have that, we don't deserve. And despite that, to recite Allah's pure name from our tongues, from our minds and our tongues and our hearts, then it's stated, there's no greater reward than this that Allah Ta'ala gives to that individual. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. After that, if a person demands and doubts, that what's the reward for the dhikr? Tell me the reward. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, I remember what he said, that Murid said, Hazrat, my Shaykh, I'm doing dhikr, but I'm not seeing the benefit of dhikr. Then with Josh, red face, Hazrat stood up and said, what are you saying? That you're doing dhikr and you're not getting the benefit? I mean, son, human being, what are you saying? That Allah's name, is this not enough for you to recite Allah's name on its own? That Allah Ta'ala has allowed you to mention His name from the tip of your tongue? You could have named some false god. You could have done wrong actions. You could have been saying wrong things. You could have recited such words from your tongue that were dirty, impure. The Allahu Akbar. This is totally 100% Allah's grace that despite you being in an impure state, Allah's allowed you and given you the ability to mention and recite His name. Subhanallah. So the person who does dhikr of Allah, the greatest reward for him is that Allah Ta'ala selected that person, put him to the side from the whole world and from the impurities, and Allah has made him pure enough to recite His great and pure name. Great reward, tell me. The dhikr of Allah, this is. The dhikr of Allah. Totally different, Allah Ta'ala has made that person. The second reward, after number one, comes rule number two, that when a person does the dhikr of Allah, Allahu Akbar, because Allah says He's recited my name, And due to that connection of my name, subhanAllah, says that because he's got a connection with me, he's remembered me. Due to that connection, all of my makhluk, the creation, creatures of the universe have started to recognize him. They recognize him. And he knows. And all the makhluk remembers him, recognizes him, knows him. SubhanAllah. Yes? So yesterday, the animals used to, creatures used to, people in the world wouldn't ask him, look at him twice and mention his name, shove him away. Within minutes, Allah's given him the tawfiq. And what happens? Allahu Akbar. That due to remembering Allah, due to the connection with Allah, the whole of creation recognizes him. This man is the person who remembers Allah. And in the whole universe, that they start remembering that person. So the man remembers Allah, and the creatures start to remember that man. And this is the feeling and condition we cannot see for those who remember Allah. And the third reward, there are many rewards. Yes, but the walis of Allah have felt these rewards. That foolish, think before you speak, you think dhikr is insignificant. Third reward, these are all hadith. SubhanAllah. The third reward, listen how fantastic it is. That your dhikr, that when you do dhikr of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that this person is remembering me. So Allah ta'ala select, Allah ta'ala then mentions you in his special select unique gathering. Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions you, the dhakir. And Allah ta'ala starts, Allah ta'ala is remembering that person in a gathering, great, great gathering. Now think for a moment. Allah is remembering that person. So when these three positions are attained by the human being, then all of the special Allah Ta'ala's qualities, Allah's rewards, Allah, all the maqam, the levels, all of the status and the rank and the qualities and good attributes come into that person. Allah says, I give to that person. This is the dhikr of Allah. So when a person attains dhikr of Allah in his life, and after this, he says, don't feel like it, a few bad thoughts, etc., then consider the hadith that I told you in the beginning. Be careful about this point. Shouldn't even imagine that Allah Ta'ala is taking you forward and you're going to reverse gear or press the rewind button. No, we need to go beyond that. We need to attain all the good qualities that Allah Ta'ala can give to us. Because when Allah gives us dhikr, when Allah gives us His remembrance, and we start to increase in our status, then we need to be careful and cautious. That in the same way, we should appreciate so much that our job is now what to do. Is that one, we are saying the name of Allah, such a pure name of Allah, it's going to our body, it's purifying our whole body. Number two, the whole universe is now recognizing me. Someone saying, Wali Allah, friend of Allah, and everybody is in the world, all creatures, and everyone knows who I am. And number three, Allah says, you remember me in your heart, I'll remember you in my heart. And if you remember in a gathering, I'll remember you in a gathering better than that. SubhanAllah. So Allah says that when this maqam is done, for example, one is the constable, then he gets two more stars, he becomes, for example, he could be a detective or assistant sub-inspector or an inspector. So his rank increases. So when he was a constable, then he used to speak here, there, and that. But when he becomes the inspector, then he's a bit cautious now how to speak and then giving promises and commitments and on his duty and his job. Then he has more emphasis. So when our maqams go higher, greater due to doing dhikr of Allah, then what should we do? Is that that person is totally useless and wretched and unfortunate. Then in the akhirah, he will regret the most on this point that I got such a high maqam. And with that, I used to play games. I was made an inspector and I carried on doing things that the PC does, wasting time. And I carried on doing silly actions and of the PC, police constable, or the soldier. And then I was taken out of the job, expelled, because I was doing wrong things. Yes, so you'll be dismissed. That you haven't got knowledge what you are. You're still acting like a child, they'll say. So take him back onto that post. They demote him. So Allah Ta'ala says, I elevate you on all the maqams and the rank. You haven't understood that I've given you high rank, high status. And you thought this was minor. You're in the whispering of shaitan and playing the games of shaitan. And now the people who do dhikr of Allah, that your rank has become so high that Allah Ta'ala says that your sins or your disobedience cannot be accepted in the court of Allah. Cannot be accepted. Why? Because everything that's happened, Allah Ta'ala says, everything that's happened, it wasn't due to you. You were dirty, impure, your tongue was impure. Everything that occurred to make you good was my selection, Allah says, I selected you. The other word is that my fadl, my grace upon you, my generosity, that I allowed you to be improved, I selected you, and you are so disrespectful, stupid, you're still doing a deceit and lying and going against your word and backbiting, no parda, haram actions, and I'm weak, Allah, this, Allah says, you're still stuck in that trap. Then Allah Ta'ala gives him a very severe shadidul iqab punishment. So, where Allah Ta'ala gives a great maqam due to the dhikr, due to his remembrance. Do you understand what I'm saying, my friends? That's the point. So now, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, he has elevated us, increased our rank due to his name, and we should go further higher. Higher up. Higher up. Now you can see here yourself that I question you, ask you, it's coming to my heart this point, that is this a small point that we are in a room, we do dhikr of Allah in a room, isn't it? Yes. Then we got a place in it, Masjid Zakariya. You went there, and I was pushed here and there. What did Allah Ta'ala give us? Allah gave us Zakariya Masjid. And slowly, slowly, mashallah, you came to me. At that time, there was nobody. I was on my own, wasn't I? Isn't it? Yes. Everyone was happy, he's finished. But can Allah Ta'ala's name be diminished? So I sat there, I'm giving an example. Yes, but there was ikhlas, sincerity. There was love with the name of Allah, and there was this fear that Allah has given this reward. Don't go backwards, go forwards. Go forwards. SubhanAllah, I knew this much, that the dhikr of Allah is not dependent on places. And always I used to say that even if I get the side of the pavement, even then I'll do the dhikr of Allah. Yes. And people know that these were the special words. This masjid denied. I said, I have no link with the masjid. I just have a link with remembering Allah. If I get the side, the curb of the pavement, I'll sit there. And whoever wants to be included and sit, he will be united with me. I have no need to come. So if a person loves Allah, that for example, if you put the honey down, if the honey bee or the bee that likes honey will come automatically. Or do you bring the bee or the wasp? No, the wasp, the bee comes itself, sits on the honey. So Allah Ta'ala says, whoever loves me, he will attach himself to me automatically. That's it. There's no need to remind the person, push the person. It's not my name, is it? It's Allah's name. And where's that name? In the heart. So in the heart where Allah Ta'ala's love is there, subhanAllah, that sweetness that pulls that person to do dhikr, it drags that person towards Allah's dhikr. So the love of Allah is in the heart. I don't need to say, you come, you don't come, you didn't come, why didn't you come, why have you come? I don't bother running after people. I just sat in the masjid. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala, when He puts love into the hearts of the people, they started to come themselves. Those who didn't have love, they used to sit for a few moments and run away from this side, that side, back to shaitaniyat. So this is the game that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. We need to understand how to navigate it. You understand what I'm saying? With love. To attain love. So we sat there, and Allah gave love. SubhanAllah, this is the honey. It increases, the bees come. So Allah Ta'ala said, okay, come to this masjid now. Another masjid. I had a feeling, a desire in my heart. I was thinking today that I don't know what love I had, that on Friday I would like to sit somewhere else and do dhikr. SubhanAllah, as soon as Jummah would come in my heart, there was a beautiful feeling, a desire, and it was like anxiety that Allah, I want to do dhikr somewhere else on the Jummah. Allah, give me some place different for Jummah. And Allah has given such a place on Jummah, it's like a khanqah where we are. Yes, it was the second day, and Ilyas Sahib came, and Saad Sahib, that we want to speak to you, that please take this place and you run it. I said, what? Allahu Akbar, Allah's karam and mercy. I said, no, you run it, it's your masjid. We just give us a little bit of space in the corner so we can do dhikr. SubhanAllah. The next day, so what does this mean? The next day, after that third masjid came, we went there as well, fourth masjid, and now we have to sort of put the brakes on, that we don't have this much ijazat and not that much health and time, alhamdulillah. So now Allah Ta'ala took us beyond that, and then listen, open your ears, that you love Allah Ta'ala, continue to love you. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum, you've remembered me, Allah says, I continue to remember you. SubhanAllah. This is the point, is this is what happened to you. So have you not increased and elevated? So will you run backwards or go forwards? So give me the answer to this first. Give me the answer. Will you go forward? Looks like to me you're going backwards. 1, 2, 3, 4, start counting. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, they have so much love. I feel like Allah says that from Bolton, I'd like to take you from Bolton. I'd like your Jamaat to wander in the whole world. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. So that person will be disrespectful, disrespectful. That Allah Ta'ala prepares and He takes us out wandering and we don't go. We don't go. And this hadith I've told you. So Allah Ta'ala wants to send us out to other masjids. If you go, if you didn't used to let me come here, then how will the other masjid let you enter? So your name, zikr, the majlis is being praised, the jamaat, your respect is being increased. What's this? Who's allowing this to happen? Who? ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَيْشَهُ. Was this your achievement? Are you very high status, high grade? Are you deendar? We know what our status and what we are. But what's happening there? Subhanallah, this jamaat's come. And what a great group of people. They're pious. Who's making them say this? Allah. So when the makhluk, Allah Ta'ala praises the makhluk, then most definitely, he's not a minor individual. They're all walis of Allah. They're all friends of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity. So Allah is taking you forward. And like that qawm, No, Allah, you go and your qawm knows. Is this what you say? The surprising thing for me is that when dhikr is taking place somewhere else, and Shaykh is saying that dhikr is somewhere else, and those people are sat at the back in their homes, in his shop, or he's driving a taxi, or running his business, that will he get barakah from this, that person? That he's got the connection with that person who Allah Ta'ala selected, that jamaat, the group, those special select people. The three maqams I told you. And Allah Ta'ala is taking those people in the dunya to remember Allah. Maybe Allah Ta'ala takes you from him. Maybe he'll take you out from him and take you international. Then will I go on my own? Will you go or not? Inshallah. Yes, if you don't go, no difference to me. And this, all responsibility is yours. Allah's given this to you. I'm explaining to you, being a sheikh, that what is your position? That as you come, if you go backwards in this field, I've told you the hadith, Allah's adab and fitna will start to come. And as you start to go forwards and forwards, Allah's rahmah, fadl, darajat, kamalat will start to come into the life. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So if you sit at home, come, don't come. Do I call anybody? Do I invite anybody specifically? Or do I knock on anyone's door? Or do I say in any majlis, please, this dhikr come there. Have I said to anybody? No, I haven't, have I? No. And see, from Bradford, mashallah, he sat it. I didn't even recognize his face, that he meets, his face is similar to someone in Bolton. I thought it was him. But I realized that he's from Bradford, mashallah. Who brought him here? ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Look at the status. So when Allah's love increases, this is the sign that like the fly, you know, just like the bees go to the money. So in the same way, the bee is the lover of the honey. So the dhikr of Allah, if somebody loves dhikr of Allah, then hundreds of whispers, let the whispering come. Let the thoughts come, they won't stop. Don't wait for the time that waswasa won't come, shaitan won't influence you, he won't drag you back, he won't make you weak, he won't stop you, and you'll lose power, won't look like it, etc. Let all this happen, but say to yourself, I will not leave dhikr. I will not leave the majlis of my sheikh. If I pass away, I'll pass away there. If I'm going to lose my life, I'll do it there. But I'm not going to leave there. And this is the true yaqeen, solid yaqeen. Waswasa will come, whispering will come, restrictions will come, hadith will come. All of this will happen. The hisab, Allah Ta'ala says this will happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now go, if you go or not, if you come or not, this is your choice. But I gave you an example that Allah Ta'ala elevates a person like this. Before there was no masjid, then Allah gave a masjid, then 2, 3, 4. When it was congested, then Allah Ta'ala said that let me take you out beyond from here. So many masjids now that until the next December we don't even have time to go anywhere else. From the whole dunya, every day masjid, please if you can come. Those people used to push away, please come, we'd be grateful if you can come. Do dhikr here, host the dhikr, I can show you. And I say that we don't have time, please for the sake of Allah take some time out. So they're begging, they're requesting. And when this whole country will fill up, then what will Allah Ta'ala say? Then internationally Allah Ta'ala will send. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Will you go or will you say no? You go and your qawm knows. Yeah, you know and your people know. So are you listening? Whose benefit is it to go? Me or you? Has Allah Ta'ala selected you or me? Yes, do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, so that's it. Allahu Akbar. That you can have halwa, parantas, drive taxis, stay at home, eat food, do what you want. Carry on. But there's a big difference. Allah says in the Quran, there's a difference. That when my Nabi used to call his jamaat, there were people amongst them who used to leave from behind, from the back. And the people who had excuses, and there were some people that wherever they were called, they said, Nabi, wherever you call us, we'll go. We'll go. Subhanallah. So you read the Quran, you know this is the case. It's all in front of you. If you make excuses and sit in your shop and waste time, and then you will waswasa, Allah Ta'ala's adab will come, punishment. Allah says, I'll put you in fitna, challenge, and you'll realize either you increase, and this dunya is a dream, it's a vision. Allah wants to elevate our status, increase our status, tell me. And in one masjid, for example, maybe there was no prostration at all, but in all the masjids Allah wants us to prostrate. So many masjids we've gone and prostrated and prayed Salah, Maghrib, Isha, Maghrib, Asr, etc. Look where Allah Ta'ala is making us, allowing us to pray. Such imams we're meeting, such places we're going to, such enjoyment we get when we go. And such journeys Allah Ta'ala takes us on. Allahu Akbar. Journey, Allah takes us, we come back in the night, in the morning Allah makes us do dhikr again. Allahu Akbar. This is such a great reward of Allah. And we should consider this as Jannah beyond Jannah. Subhanallah. We're wandering around in paradise, so we are so foolish. And we think it's a game. We think it's a game of fuzul, minor. Oh, the sub does this and wander around. Where's he gone today? Oh, he's gone there. And they don't even have a feeling of remorse, regret, that what Allah Ta'ala has given to them as an opportunity. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Okay, so today we can see that Allah Ta'ala's great mercy on us. Great mercy on us. And in the end Allah Ta'ala says, this whole hadith in Quran, Allah says that this is not your achievement. You are impure, useless, your tongue. I know what you were, your condition. Even now what you are, I know. So all of this I've given you a maqam, high level. Allah says, it's my fadl, solely my fadl, solely my fadl. Today I'm telling you, tomorrow your neighbor could, tomorrow your enemy could come, your imamah could come off, your beard could be shaved, and another person could come in your place. That Allah Ta'ala is such a person I could bring who doesn't have iman, who doesn't know what is Islam, and I'll seat him next to you and he'll have iman. Could happen. The person we used to call yesterday, a person who was a different religion or person who didn't have iman, Allah says, I'll bring him into the majlis, he'll have imamah and a bed, and he'll do dhikr alongside you, next to you. Allahu Akbar. Tell me. So what is this? What is this? Solely, yes, there are people who go to mandirs and churches. They're all people sat here. Who brings them? Who brings them? There's such people who are sinful, who said they were Muslims, and even then they knew Allah Ta'ala gave them iman as well. Strength of iman. So three things we get. That when Allah Ta'ala gives you increase of iman, and Allah Ta'ala gives you more ability to do good deeds, then what should we do? Straight away we should look after ourselves, pull ourselves together, do tawbah from the sins. Wherever we sin, do istighfar straight away. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah, why have I done this? That don't consider any sin as small. May not be that Allah Ta'ala throws you down from the high status. If some reward is coming, if Allah is elevating your status due to good deeds, then be grateful and accept that. And be steadfast on that good deed. That I'm never going to leave this again. I'm never going to leave this again. I can't leave Allah. I will establish this. And the third thing, that, oh, I'm weak, I don't feel like it, I'm trying, but I can't do it, I work hard, but my heart doesn't feel like it, I'm not sure there's any benefit. No, in front of Allah, don't say these things. Allah Ta'ala brings with His fadl, and Allah Ta'ala turns away with His fadl. We need just to keep our niyyah correct, we need to present our weaknesses in front of Allah, and we need to promise that doesn't matter how many times shaitan attacks us, he may have a knife in his hand. He may say to us that Allah is not there, there's no Jannah, na'udhu billah. Whatever he says, consider it a drama. Never leave the path of Islam. Keep on sitting, coming, going, sitting, coming, going. And then you see Allah's karam, how it will come to life. These are all tests for elevating a person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to understand. Say again once more, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar.
اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا كما ربيتنا صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يعلم وات في رحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين